Name, Nyctalosir. Pseudo background. Home community. Nyctalosirs grew up in an encampment. Most elven camps are at least semi-nomadic and support between 10 and 50 elves. Climate islands, cliff dwellings, and any other rugged terrain makes Nyctalosir feel at home. Nyctalosir grew up with cold winters, but warm summers. Education. Nyctalosir was curious about money or government. Nyctalosir helped plant, weed, and harvest a crop. Nyctalosir studied political philosophy. Events. Nyctalosir saw a horrible crime or violent event. A significant monster or villain threatens Nyctalosir's home community and is eventually either destroyed or driven off. Family. After fleeing some calamity or war, Nyctalosir's family owns nothing and has no regular income. The members with the most talent, usually ability in the family business, control Nyctalosir's family. Nyctalosir's family relies on outside protection such as guards or mercenaries. Nyctalosir's family holds to the letter of contracts and agreements. Whether Nyctalosir's family is unfairly painted as cheats or has a better reputation than they deserve, it's clear the community has the wrong idea. Nyctalosir's family supports the current political structure and rulers as above, but Nyctalosir's family hides this commitment from the public. Individuals are treated without regard to Nyctalosir's family name. Nyctalosir and family are settlers or refugees in the community. Relationships. Nyctalosir's parents are lost or unknown. Nyctalosir may learn more about them in a future adventure, of course. Nyctalosir is an only child. Player. Choose which of Nyctalosir's one grandparent is living. Nyctalosir has other relatives out there somewhere, but doesn't know who or how many. Nyctalosir has several friends who are companions or associates but who aren't intimately close. Nyctalosir wrongs someone, either actually or only in that person's imagination, in a social or business context.